اقرأ باسم ربك الذي خلق.
بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. يا أيها المزمل قم الليل إلا قليلا نصفه
أو انقص منه قليلا أو زد عليه ورتل القرآن ترتيلا.
فدعوتك ربي بقرآنك جنبني حراني.
Let's recite the Quran.
ناجيتك أرجو غفرانك يا من ينجينا إحسانك ودعوتك ربي بقرآنك.
أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحمد لله رب العالمين وصلى الله على سيدنا محمد وآله الطاهرين.
اللهم صل على محمد وآل محمد وعجل فرجهم.
السلام عليكم dear brothers and sisters all over the world. As you're listening to IRB English Radio, I really welcome you all in our Quranic sessions today. Brother Ali Nasser, Brother Fawad Haider have joined us today in our class. So hope you stay safe and healthy, brothers and sisters. We are ready, inshallah, to get our class started. Yes or no, Brother Ali Nasser?
Yes.
Are you ready, inshallah?
Yes.
And Fawad Haider?
Yes, sir. All right. I'm ready.
Inshallah, today we will talk about Ayah 11 and Ayah 12. The story of Prophet Adam alayhi salam, the creation of Prophet Adam alayhi salam. And when Allah Almighty commanded all the residents of the heavens, okay, to prostrate to Adam alayhi salam, all the angels and the Iblis also. Yes?
The heavens?
Yeah, the heavens, the skies, okay.
Oh, I thought there's only one heaven.
Okay. Or heaven. Heavens also is told for the skies, yeah? And also for... It's also called for a garden. That's also called the paradise also.
Okay. Yes.
Now, Ayah 11 and Ayah 12, okay?
Yeah.
On Surah Al-A'raf, page 151.
51.
51.
And
152. Good. Thank you so much. Brothers and sisters, turn to page 151 and 52. Surah Al-A'raf, Ayah 11 and Ayah 12. Let's listen to the recitation once.
بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم ولقد خلقناكم ثم صورناكم ثم قلنا للملائكة اسجدوا ثم قلنا للملائكة اسجدوا لآدم فسجدوا إلا إبليس لم يكن من الساجدين قال ما منعك ألا تسجد إذ أمرتك قال أنا خير منه خلقتني من نار وخلقته من طين.
Good recitation. Allah bless the reciter. Very beautiful, very beautiful recitation. Look, in these two verses, Allah Almighty wants to talk about and wants to inform us of what happened when Allah Almighty commanded all the angels, and Iblis was among the angels, okay? Iblis is a jinn, okay? Not an angel. So he was among the angels.
Yeah.
Okay? And Allah Almighty commanded every single of them, okay, to prostrate to Adam, and let's see what happened. Okay?
Yes.
All right. So, Ali Nasser, could you read the first ayah once? Ayah 11. وَلَقَدْ خَلَقْنَاكُمْ ثُمَّ صَوَّرْنَاكُمْ ثُمَّ قُلْنَا لِلْمَلَائِكَةِ اسْجُدُوا لِآدَمَ فَسَجَدُوا إِلَّا إِبْلِيسَ لَمْ يَكُمْ مِنَ السَّاجِدِينَ.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
أَعُوذُ بِاللَّهِ and Bismillah start.
أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم.
الله الله ما شاء الله.
بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم.
ما شاء الله.
وَلَقَدْ خَلَقْنَاكُمْ ثُمَّ صَوَّرْنَاكُمْ ثُمَّ قُلْنَا لِلْمَلَائِكَةِ اسْجُدُوا اسْجُدُوا لِآدَمَ فَسَجَدُوا إِلَّا إِبْلِيسَ لَمْ يَكُمْ مِنَ السَّاجِدِينَ
Allah Almighty says, certainly we created you, then we formed you, then we said to the angels, prostrate before Adam. So they all prostrated, but not Iblis.
Except him.
He was not among those who prostrated. So let's see, what is shirk?
Shirk is like worshipping someone other than Allah.
Other than Allah. And also listening or following the teachings or the commandments of somebody?
Mushriks.
Other than Allah.
Yes.
Okay. So if Allah himself commands you,
there's no shirk.
No shirk then.
Yes.
Because you're supposed to listen to
Allah.
Because you're supposed to follow
Him.
So if he asks you to do so,
that's no shirk.
He wants to test you. He doesn't want to say that Adam alayhi salam deserves to be prostrated before.
Yes.
Okay? No. He wants to test the angels that will you prostrate to before my creation or no? Will you listen to me?
Or no.
Are you good worshippers or no? Alright?
Yes.
Okay. So there are a lot of beautiful discussions here that you can find. Okay?
Refer.
Yeah, you can refer to the Tafsir books. Okay. Ali Nasir.
Yes, sir.
Walaqad. I remember he did not balance the sound of dal.
Yes.
The sound of qaf. Read it one again. Once again, read.
Yeah. Walaqad.
Walaqad khalaq. Read them.
Yeah. Walaqad khalaqnakum.
Mashallah. Walaqad khalaqnakum. Qa. Walaqad khalaq. خَلَقْنَاكُمْ Okay. Fawad, what about that meme with شَدَّة? Is there any rule about it or no? Meme with شَدَّة.
Extend the sound,
good.
With nasal sound.
صَوَّرْنَاكُمْ ثُمَّ قُلْنَا لِلْمَلَائِكَةِ Is the mad wajib or no?
Yes.
Wajib
to extend.
Yes.
Good job.
And sir, I have a question.
Yep.
You see that like small alif with the mad sign? Yeah, before Hamza.
Yes.
So can we say that's a sign for lazim mad or wajib mad?
Yeah, that is the mad letter then.
So like
it is the mad letter.
So does this indicate that it is wajib?
Of course, because it is the mad letter, and after the mad letter we have Hamza. Both are in this the word malaika.
Yes.
That's why, okay? Sometimes it's calligraphy. Sometimes lam is written with alif.
Yeah.
The full alif, okay?
Yes.
Sometimes lam is written and a base for alif, small dagger alif is written that way.
Yes, sir. Sometimes even tanween in some calligraphy, some sort of, when there's a rule for tanween or nun sakin, they are a little separate from each other.
Mm.
If you've seen them.
Yeah.
Those indicate that a nun sakin or tanween rule is coming.
Yes. So, malaikatis judu. When Ali Nasir stopped here, dil malaikatis judu, and when he resumed his recitation, he said,
"What did you say?" Usjudu.
Usjudu. Hamzatul wasl. You could have assigned it with any of the harakat. A-I-U. Why did you assign it with u?
No, we can't. Like assign it every. We should first see the third letter of the word. Here we have jim, that is third letter, and it assigned with dhamma.
So it is assigned with dhamma. That's why you assign hamzatul wasl with dhamma.
Yes.
What if it is assigned with fatha? What if jim had fatha?
If jim had fatha, we would assign hamzatul wasl with kasra.
What if it had kasra?
Then again we assign it with kasra.
So the rule says two of the harakat, okay, two of them, fatha and kasra, on the third letter
tells you to assign
Hamzatul Wasl with kasra. And dhamma on the third letter tells you
to assign Hamza to was with a dhamma.
And this rule is applied in the words which are verbs.
Yeah.
In Arabic. Verbs. Okay. So but nouns have different rules.
There's no noun which starts with Hamzatul Wasl.
There are nouns, okay, like Ibn. Ibn. It has Hamzatul Wasl, okay?
Ibn. So we do not assign anything with it.
They have their own rules, okay? So there are six nouns which are assigned with Kasra, okay? Which are assigned with Kasra, six nouns, okay? The rest of the nouns, okay, like usually they have what? Alif, Hamzatul Wasl, and Lam. You basically assign them with Fatha. Al-Ladina, As-Sama, Al-Ard, Al-Hamdu, Ar-Rahman, Ar-Rahim, Al-Malik, Al-Quddus. Assign them with Fatha. The words that start with Lam al-Ta'rif, Hamzatul Wasl, and Lam al-Ta'rif.
هذا القرآن يوحدنا لطريق الخير يوجهنا الله تعالى أنزله ورسول الله معلمنا ورسول الله معلمنا هذا القرآن.
Want to learn Quran at home? Join us in our Quranic class. Let's recite the Quran.
So, next one here. فسجدوا إلا إبليس لم يكن من الساجدين يكم من الساجدين. So, Iblis did not prostrate, okay? قَالَ Allah Almighty says, مَا مَنَعَكَ أَلَّا تَسْجُدَ إِذْ أَمَرْتُكَ Allah says what? For what? Allah said, okay, what prevented you from prostrating? Iblis, what prevented you from prostrating? إِذْ أَمَرْتُكَ When I commanded you.
Yes.
Okay. Then Iblis
replied.
Compares himself with Adam.
Qiyas.
Yeah, Qiyas. Okay, he commits Qiyas, which is not allowed. In our school of thought, says, "Qala Iblis says, 'Ana khayrun minh, I'm better than him. God, don't you understand this? I'm better than him. Why should I prostrate to him?
Yes.
If Allah asks you to do so, it means Allah knows.
So was Iblis misled that Allah said this
no.
because he wanted, or he knew that Allah he is saying knew. This because not of him being a god."
Also, look, Iblis also thought like he is like fire, okay? Iblis is made of fire, yes?
Yes.
Yeah, jinns are made of fire.
Yes.
Fire. So he said that, oh, I khalaqtani min nar, okay? Fire, it's lightning.
More powerful.
Look at earth, look at the soil, okay? You have created him from tin, from what?
Clay.
From clay.
Clay.
Clay doesn't have any light. So I'm better than him, I'm light. I'm fire, I'm better than him. He was comparing himself. While these things are useless. Okay? So he committed a sin. That's why in the next session, inshallah, we'll talk about it. What happens to Iblis. Alright. Qala ana. The word ana has a circle on the top. An O on the top. What does that say?
Pronounce it fast or don't pronounce it.
It's
like
No. It says, It says, Qala ana khay ana. You ignore it. While you join... You ignore the alif.
Ana.
But if you stop at the word ana, you read it.
Yeah.
Qala ana. But if you join, you ignore the alif. Qala ana khayrun min. Khayrun min. Khayrun
min.
So why did they just put the alif?
It's the tajweed rules, okay? Beautifying the recitation.
Yes.
So wa khalaq khalaq tani min nari
ya idgham
idgham wa khalaqtahu min ikhfa hide the sound of noon. All right, I will recite it once, the two verses, listen and repeat after me. Brothers and sisters, time to practice the recitation. A'udhu billahi minash shaytanir rajim.
أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم
بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم
بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم
وَلَقَدْ خَلَقْنَاكُمْ ثُمَّ صَوَّرْنَاكُمْ ثُمَّ قُلْنَا لِلْمَلَائِكَةِ اسْجُدُوا
وَلَقَدْ خَلَقْنَاكُمْ ثُمَّ صَوَّرْنَاكُمْ ثُمَّ قُلْنَا لِلْمَلَائِكَةِ اسْجُدُوا
اسجدوا لآدم فسجدوا إلا إبليس لم يكن من الساجدين
اسجدوا لآدم فسجدوا إلا إبليس لم يكن من الساجدين
قال ما منعك ألا تسجد إذ أمرتك
قال ما منعك ألا تسجد إذ أمرتك
قال أنا خير منه خلقتني من نار وخلقته من طين
قال أنا خير منه خلقتني من نار وخلقته من طين
صدق الله العلي العظيم
صدق الله العلي العظيم
أحسنتم. Thank you so much. Allah bless you. Thank you so much, brothers and sisters, dear listeners of IRB English Radio, for being with us up to this time. Allah bless you, inshallah. Stay with IRB English Radio. Thank you so much, Ali Nasser, Fawad, for joining us today. We'll see you in the next session. Walhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen. Wa sallallahu ala Sayyidina Muhammadi wa alihi al-Tahirin.
Allahumma salli ala Muhammad wa ali Muhammad wa ajil farajahum.
Let's Recite the Quran, a joint production of IRIB English Radio and Xavier International Schools.
وصفاته نبع الهدى نرقى الجنان بحبه لن تستقيم حياتنا إلا به هو القرآن والفرقان إليه تنصت الأكوان وفيه تعطر الآذان والقرآن